Homeward Bound, March 17. Sanctification is. For this is the will of God, your sanctification. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3. As God is holy in his sphere, so fallen human beings, through faith in Christ, are to be holy in their sphere. The sanctification of the church is God's object in all his dealings with his people. He has chosen them from eternity that they might be holy. He gave his Son to die for them that they might be sanctified through obedience to the truth, divested of all the littleness of self. From them he requires a personal work, a personal surrender. God can be honored by those who profess to believe in him only as they are conformed to his image and controlled by his Spirit. Then, as witnesses for the Savior, they may make known what divine grace has done for them. True sanctification comes through the working out of the principle of love. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. The lives of those in whose hearts Christ abides will reveal practical godliness. The character will be purified, elevated, ennobled, and glorified. Pure doctrine will blend with works of righteousness. Heavenly precepts will mingle with holy practices. Those who would gain the blessing of sanctification must first learn the meaning of self-sacrifice. It is the fragrance of our love for others that reveals our love for God. It is patience in service that brings rest to the soul. It is through humble, diligent, faithful toil that the welfare of Israel is promoted. God upholds and strengthens the one who is willing to follow in Christ's way. Sanctification is not the work of a moment, an hour, a day, but of a lifetime. It is not gained by a happy flight of feeling, but is the result of constantly dying to sin and constantly living for Christ. Wrongs cannot be righted, nor reformations wrought in the character by feeble, intermittent efforts. It is only by long, persevering effort, sore discipline, and stern conflict that we shall overcome. We know not one day how strong will be our conflict the next. So long as Satan reigns, we shall have self to subdue, besetting sins to overcome. So long as life shall last, there will be no stopping place, no point which we can reach and say, I have fully attained. Sanctification is the result of lifelong obedience. The Acts of the Apostles, pages 559 to 561.